This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day and a great nation, despite the fact that there are all kinds of concerns about a new civil war. Boy, I get tired talking about that. What is the civil war involve? Is it between Republicans and Democrats? Not so much right now. Is it between North and South? Absolutely not. It is between and among Republicans, people talking about a GOP civil war. It's pretty serious when you have one member of the Congress who travels all the way from his home base of Florida and from Washington, D.C., out to Wyoming, just to go after Liz Cheney. Is that a good idea? That's what Matt Gaetz did from Florida. There were about 1,000 people on the steps of the Wyoming State Capitol protesting against Congresswoman Cheney. Why? Because she had voted yes on impeachment. She was one of 10 Republicans who actually voted with the Democrats the annual impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And the idea that Republicans should be faced on fighting each other over Trump at this point, when he is an ex-president, seems to me mad and strange. And part of this is, and this is amazing, there's a Washington Post piece today, says hostility escalates in Congress amid new fears of violence. And what the piece makes clear is that there are increasing numbers of Democrats and some Republicans who are physically afraid, actually afraid of other members of Congress who have threatened them. Now, part of this involves Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has sent out and retweeted material suggesting that various Democrats should be killed. Yeah, including a piece that says Nancy Pelosi deserves a bullet in the head. What do you do with all of this? And why all of a sudden this focus on Marjorie Taylor Greene? And I'll tell you why. Because they keep finding more and more stuff that in the immediate past, not long, long ago, but recently, she has sent out and said that is just wacko. Wacko. She claims that she has evidence of Hillary Clinton murdering a child and drinking its blood. Specifically naming Hillary Clinton. Now, I think that there, most people in the audience are very glad that Hillary Clinton never became president. But the truth of the matter is, does anyone honestly believe that she is involved with ritual murder of children and drinking their blood as a matter of eternal youth? I mean, really? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. In terms of this Washington Post piece, and later today, there is so much to cover today. We're going to be talking a little bit about the administration's plans for immigration reform. Some of the surprising developments in the press relationship, the media relationship with the new Biden administration. Also, PETA has called on humans to denounce animal insults. Right, that's right, to renounce them and denounce them. We will cover that with a representative of PETA, and there are a bunch of new movies that are out today, including a big one with three different Oscar winners. So that's Denzel Washington and Rami Malek of Bohemian Rhapsody, won the Best Actor Award for that, and Jared Leto. That film and a surprising film, and surprising in a good way, with Justin Timberlake. We will get to all of that coming up later on this edition of the Medved Show. Okay, first off, the Washington Post reports some Democrats are expressing fears that Republican lawmakers, who in some cases have tried to bring weapons onto the House floor, cannot be trusted. Some have bought bulletproof vests to wear to work and are seeking other protections? Really? This is a Congress of the United States. You feel that if you go into what is now a very heavily guarded facility, that, I mean, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a disgrace. I do think that she has been involved with total craziness. She has not effectively enough renounced the QAnon nonsense. But that's also true of people like Ilhan Omar and people like Rashida Tlaib. And people on the Democratic side. Now, they got plenty of criticism, but Democrats were largely afraid to attack them. And why? Well, partially because people would bring out the, well, we're the only Muslims in Congress, those two Congress members, only Muslim women. There is Andre Carson, who is also a Muslim member of Congress from Indiana. But the point about all of this is that look, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is associated with saying things, or at least tweeting things, and making statements suggesting she believes that her colleagues deserve execution or a bullet to the head, it's a serious matter. Democratic leaders are putting maximum pressure on the Republican leadership to denounce freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, who has endorsed violence against members of Congress. One Democrat advanced a resolution to expel her from Congress. Now, that won't happen. But look, do you remember Steve King? Steve King was a congressman from Iowa. He served 9 terms. And finally, at the end of his time, and he had made a number of statements that were off the reservation, that were clearly had racial animus and endorsed various conspiracy theories. And then finally, the Republicans denied him a spot when he said there's nothing wrong with white supremacy, is what he said. And as a result of that, he was denied a spot on any committee. And people have protested. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been appointed to the Education and Labor Committee. And given the fact that she has endorsed the idea that school shootings at places like Parkland, she has even been caught on tape harassing one of the Parkland survivors who was lobbying for more restrictive gun measures. Okay, fine, he's a kid. He's out there as a lobbyist. But it's not a good look for her when she has denied that the Parkland shooting even really happened, or suggested it was a false flag operation. This is serious stuff. And when you're talking about all of this going on, at the same time there are other members of Congress who are focused on other Republicans. Matt Gaetz going all the way out to Wyoming to attack one of his GOP colleagues? Really, why would it be important to attack Liz Cheney right now? If the main goal, and that's why Kevin McCarthy went out for a meeting with President Trump in Mar-a-Lago, is, look, the Republicans are only 5 seats away. If they can flip 5 Democratic seats in the next election in 2022, Republicans can take over and Kevin McCarthy can replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Now, most conservatives, including this conservative, would welcome that. But this Republican civil war, and we'll get to more of the details about it, could prevent that from happening. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael MedVet Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day. It's seriously the greatest show on earth.
Listen to the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the coming GOP civil war, what is it about? Well, part of it is about Donald Trump. And it just seems to me that is a wrong basis for fighting. I have a piece coming out in Newsweek on Monday. And the basic idea is that when people talk about a GOP civil war, they're not talking about a irrepressible conflict like William Henry Seward described the American Civil War. The American Civil War was about ideas. And even if you're one of those people who said, no, no, it wasn't about slavery, of course it was about slavery. Of course it was. But even the people who deny that it was about slavery say it was about something big. It was about states' rights, or it was about a different vision of what the federal union looked like. One of the explanations people gave at the time was a lot of Southerners volunteered for the Confederate Army because the war began basically with the Union trying to advance into Confederate territory. And there was, oh, there are these, but basically it was about slavery. It was something big. What is the Republican Civil War about? Why are we fighting right now about Trump? There's no reason for it. He's retired. He's going to enjoy a wonderful retirement. I think he is. The picture of him that came out with Kevin McCarthy, he looked great. He looked like he was well-rested, healthy, and good for him. And apparently he agreed with Kevin McCarthy that he wants to help the Republicans win control of the House of Representatives in 2022. And maybe even win back control of the U.S. Senate. That would be terrific. And again, everybody should welcome his help where he can be helpful. But to have a fight centered on Trump or even Trumpism, when right now the real fight for Republicans is going to be to rein in some of the extremes and some of the truly terrible ideas that are being advanced by Joe Biden and his administration, that, it seems to me, is to lose focus. And it's not like the Republican Civil War. It's like the War of the Roses, which was a 32-year struggle in Britain, celebrated by Shakespeare in a lot of his history plays. But the War of the Roses was not about ideas at all. There's no difference at all. People were the same nationality. In fact, they were cousins. It was the White Rose, the House of Lancaster versus, the White Rose, House of York, Red Rose, House of Lancaster. And it was just all about personality and power. And that is not worth holding a civil war about. Now, as to Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is going to need to retreat and apologize. She's already said she no longer believes in QAnon. But she has to say it much more strongly and much more effectively. She also has to apologize, and honestly, an apology is appropriate, for having endorsed sentiments on social media about killing some of her colleagues. You can't work in Congress with that. And I do think that there will be some support, and maybe even some support from some Republicans, for some kind of action against her in Congress for having called for the death of some of her colleagues. Now, that is not necessarily in response to Stephen Colbert, who actually did a pretty funny piece last night about Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is what he said about her in part on his CBS show. Listen.
One congressional Republican who has got the homicidal vote on lockdown is Georgia representative and church camp director describing puberty in biblical terms. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene is already infamous for her support of QAnon, but believe it or not, it gets worse. Because this week, reporters unearthed online posts where Greene repeatedly indicated support for executing prominent Democratic politicians. Okay, that's probably going to complicate this year's Congressional Secret Santa.
Oh, let's see what I got here.
My person gave me a severed horse's head. I thought there was a $25 limit. The specifics of these posts are grim. In one Facebook post, a Green supporter asked if Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, now do we get to hang them? And Green replied, the stage is being set. Players are being put in place. We must be patient. Holy, haul them to the Hague, Batman. She's not even trying to be discreet.
No, and she's certainly not discreet with her harassment of some Parkland shooting survivors. Listen.
And this week, a video surfaced of Green berating one of the Parkland survivors.
David, why are you supporting the red flag laws? Do you not know how to defend your stance? Look, I'm an American citizen. I'm a gun owner. I have a concealed carry permit. I carry a gun with for protection. That's what some bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun.
Okay, that looks stupid and cruel. But that could just be a false flag operation by Antifa to get us to think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is a child-harassing psychopath. Now, luckily, she won't have much time to yell at the kids about her guns because House Republicans just appointed Greene to the House Education Committee. Oh, come on! The lady who denies school shootings is in charge of the schools? Why not just appoint Surgeon General Joe Camel? Warning, smoking can make you dangerously cool.
Okay, she then has, and this was a new one, I hadn't heard this before, but this is genuinely important. Listen.
But it's not like she has any crazy ideas about outer space. First of all, that's a crazy question. And second of all, yes, she does. In the midst of the devastating California wildfires of 2018, Marjorie Taylor Greene went on Facebook and claimed that the real and hidden culprit behind the fire was a laser from space triggered by some nefarious group of people. And then the socialist lizard men shot jagged laser things out of the cloud and then angered the sky so much it went roar and the sky wept. And then thanks to QAnon, the sky stopped crying and a rainbow appeared and we shot it with our guns because rainbows are gay. So who's to blame here? According to the Honorable Representative Crazy Pants McGee, there are plenty of folks to point and shriek at, including a vice chairman at Rothschild Incorporated International Investment Banking Firm.
Okay, the idea that it's Jews from outer space who caused the wildfires in California, it's as strange idea. And the fact that she would point out the Rothschilds as responsible for the lasers that started the fires, this is very, very nutty stuff. And again, to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene, what is her defense? Well, we'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. We'll also talk about what is to be gained by primarying solid Republican conservatives because they weren't supportive enough of President Trump. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The SEC is closely monitoring the stock market for any potential misconduct. In a statement released on Friday, the acting chairman, Allison Lee, says the agency has been keeping an eye on the extreme price volatility of certain stocks, trading prices over the last few days. This comes after a large group of retail investors drove up stocks in companies like GameStop and AMC. As far as if this is manipulating the market, entrepreneur Mark Cuban tells CNBC,
"It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks, they'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off."
Johnson & Johnson says its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, maybe stirring up some controversy, but there's breaking news actually involving a confrontation involving Marjorie Taylor Greene and one of her Democratic colleagues. A confrontation in the halls of the Capitol building. We will get to that in just a moment. Let me go to Cody in Arlington, Virginia. Cody, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I've worked in politics and in government for about 10 years now, since I was 18. And I've been a Republican the whole time, worked for Republicans. And I got to say, I'm sort of defeatist. I wish there was a GOP civil war going on right now. Unfortunately, I think the GOP civil war has been lost by the same caucus, and I think the Trump caucus has won. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Stephen Colbert said, having a seat on the Education Committee, why does she have a seat on any committee? Why is she not being ostracized the way we ostracized Steve King after his
exactly.
Comment.
Sure. No. Again, she has said things that are far worse than Steve King. But I think the point would be that people are cutting her some slack because she's brand
Why?
New to Congress. But that's a reason to be tougher on her, not less tough.
And why is Kevin McCarthy meeting with former President Trump? You know, I understand.
Because he had heard this is a story, as I understand it. McCarthy had gotten word that Trump was angry at him because McCarthy had said that Trump was to blame for the attack on the Capitol. So he was trying to make peace with Trump to make sure that Trump would campaign to help Republicans take control of the House of Representatives in 2022. But I would agree with you, unless we as Republicans do something to move the party brand away from people like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, who's just about as bad. She's the new representative from Colorado. I think it's a problem for the party, because you're 28, as I figured from what you just said. You said you've been working in politics for 10 years since you were 18?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things where Republicans got wiped out, and this is congressional races, Senate races, the presidential race, we did horribly with people your age. And you probably know a lot of people your age who are not fans of the Republican brand.
Oh, I mean, I know who is most of the people my age that are Republican that I know split the ticket and voted for Biden and voted Republican for Congress or for Senate, depending on the candidate.
Okay, but here's the whole thing about the Republican Civil War. The Republican Civil War, like I said, is like the War of the Roses. It's basically about who's going to be king. Okay, that's already been settled. Trump is not the president. It's no longer a question of do you support Trump or do you not. It's basically irrelevant right now. And the idea that we would have this fight, that there are members of Congress who would go all the way across the country to Wyoming, and the capital of Wyoming, you're talking about the middle of nowhere, and 1,000 people showed up because they want to get rid of Liz Cheney, who is a very solid conservative, who's a third-ranking Republican in the House, to fight over what? Where do people disagree with Liz Cheney except her reaction to President Trump? And, Cody, I share your frustration. And but I do believe that there's nothing to be gained by showing a white flag and surrendering the Republican Party or the meaning of the Republican Party to what I believe is a fringe that represents the likes of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Appreciate your call very much. Here is the breaking news. Representative Cori Bush is a newly elected representative from Missouri, Democrat, liberal Democrat, is moving her office away from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says, for my team's safety. Now, she's not afraid of getting shot. She's afraid of not having been shot, meaning vaccinated yet. Representative Cori Bush says a maskless Green and her staff berated her in a hallway. Here is the statement. She said, on January 13th, after members tested positive for COVID-19 after being locked down with her on January 6th, Marjorie Taylor Greene came up from behind me loud and unmasked. I called out to her to put her mask on. Her staff yelled at me, "Stop inciting violence with Black Lives Matter." Cori Bush is black. A maskless Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she says, if you can't sleep safely in your own bed without the threat of a police raid, your environment isn't safe. That's why my legislation, that's another issue that she put on Twitter. But the idea that she's actually asking to move her office because of this confrontation, and by the way, Cori Bush is a nurse. She has a graduate degree in nursing. She has worked as a nurse. She's also an extremely active Christian who has helped to establish a evangelical Christian black church. And again, to have it at this level where she has to move her office away from Marjorie Taylor Greene because Marjorie Taylor Greene insists on going maskless in the halls of Congress. It's just over what? Why? Why should we have these fights? The Washington Post reports that Nancy Pelosi said, and we played it for you, assigning her to the Education Committee when she has mocked the killing of little children at school. What would they be thinking of? Or thinking is too generous a word for it when they might be doing. It's absolutely appalling, Pelosi said. Here's the response from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She issued a statement. She said, Democrats and their spokesmen in the fake news media will stop at nothing to defeat conservative Republicans. They are coming after me because I'm a threat to their goal of socialism. Now, none of these issues, like not wearing a mask, does that have to do with socialism, really? They are coming after me because they know I represent people, not the politicians. Kevin McCarthy, the would-be speaker, if the Republicans do win in 2022, the House minority leader now, issued a statement. He said, Leader McCarthy plans to have a conversation with Congresswoman Greene about some of these statements, though he did not elaborate further. And Kevin McCarthy, it says, spent his day in West Palm Beach, Florida, with Trump formulating a plan for Republicans to take back the House in 2022. In a statement after the meeting, Trump's super PAC, which is called Save America, issued a warning shot to Republicans who cross him. Quote, President Trump's popularity has never been stronger than it is today. I think that's questionable. And his endorsement means more than perhaps any endorsement at any time in history. Okay, his endorsement can be important to Republicans. There is one prominent Republican who's very much identified with Trump who is not running for the Senate. And that opens up a Senate seat, really opens up a Senate seat in Ohio. Jim Jordan, who it was expected would be the leading Republican candidate, the guy who won the Medal of Freedom from President Trump, he would be the leading Republican candidate in Ohio to replace Rob Portman, who's retiring. Jim Jordan said he won't run. Coming up, there is more on Green versus Bush. Green has a response to Cori Bush's claim. We'll play you the audio, not of their initial confrontation, but their confrontation about the alleged confrontation. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael.
Yes.
You sound awful, judging, mean, and nasty.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Michael Medved Show, two brand new members of Congress, both female, both representing wings of their respective parties. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's best known as a QAnon supporter, certainly the most outspoken member of Congress, either House of Congress, in support of QAnon, though she appears to be beginning to try to walk some of that back from the days when she said she had evidence that Hillary Clinton had murdered a child and swallowed its blood. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Cori Bush. Cori Bush is a member of the Black Caucus. She is a former professional nurse. She has a graduate degree in nursing, actually. And she's worked at Lutheran Hospital and in Missouri. And she is a liberal Democrat, progressive Democrat, I think she would prefer to be described. And Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently had some kind of interaction, and we'll play for you what we have of it, with Congresswoman Bush in the hallway of Congress. And they're walking around. Now, some of the background here I think is important, which is during the attack on the Capitol building on January 6th, there were a bunch of people, including Pramila Jayapal, who's another very, very left-leaning member of Congress. She's from Seattle. But people were locked in the same room with the door barricaded so the people who were trying to kill members of Congress couldn't get in. That was a scary experience. But it became more scary because apparently Congresswoman Jayapal asked some of the Republicans who were there locked in with them, could you please put on a mask? We're in an enclosed space. We don't know. And they refused. And there was somebody who produced fresh new masks to offer them to put on. They wouldn't put it on. And it turns out that three of the members of Congress who were in that particular room got COVID-19. Now they've all recovered. Nobody's died. But it's a pretty miserable thing. Okay, so that's part of the background here. Marjorie Taylor Greene posts a tweet. It says, Representative Cori Bush is the leader of the St. Louis Black Lives Matter terrorist mob who trespassed into a gated neighborhood to threaten the lives of the McCloskeys. Remember the McCloskeys were that couple who came out in front of their house brandishing guns to protect their house? They weren't attacked. But by the way, I think the idea of prosecuting them for trying to defend their home and to scare off demonstrators, I think the prosecution was foolish. Marjorie Taylor Greene adds, Congresswoman Bush is lying to you. She berated me. Maybe Representative Bush didn't realize I was live on video, but I have the receipts. The video that she released along with this tweet sounds like this.
Then they funded, then they supported bail bond links for criminals. You know what? Yeah, don't yell at people. You know what? You shouldn't bring COVID positive members in here, spreading the COVID everywhere. Stop being a hypocrite. Yeah, this is how it is here now. This is how it is. Stop being a hypocrite. This is arguing with my Democrat colleagues, supposed colleagues. How it is now in America. So you're witnessing exactly what we're having to live through.
Okay. Apparently that was Representative Bush in the background there as they were walking down the halls of Congress yelling at her, put on a mask, put on a mask. And that's resulted, you can understand, it might not be the best idea if these two had offices next to each other. I remember during a very, very brief time many, many years ago where I was working in Congress, not as a member, obviously, but as a part of a staff. There was a next door office to where we were, where the member of Congress, who was a very liberal Democrat at the time, was famous for shouting and banging the wall and actually hitting her staff members. Now, this come out in some of the biographies. But, again, it can be miserable if you have some crazy person who is your next door neighbor. And I would imagine that it sounds like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is one thing she could agree on, perhaps, with Cori Bush, which is that they shouldn't have their offices next door to each other. Okay, more on this issue. McCarthy signaled to Republicans that he would, and this is going back in time, that he would back Trump's election fraud claims to the very end. But as the pro-Trump mob ransacked the seat of Congress in a January 6th riot, McCarthy said, quote, the president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. Is there something wrong with that statement, or is that not obvious? And the idea that right now there are people who are trying hard to punish other Republicans because they disagree with the way they handled the riot or the reaction to the riot, the hotline reports that yesterday between 750 and 1,000 people from all around Wyoming descended on the steps of the state capitol calling for Republican caucus chair Liz Cheney's replacement in the first major political event of the 2022 midterms. The event was headlined by Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, a staunch Trump ally. In remarks to the crowd, both Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr., who joined by phone, cautioned those in attendance to be diligent in selecting a candidate to take on Cheney, and that a divided candidate field would only help Cheney's chances in a potential primary. The difficulty here is that if you're going to put a great deal of energy and effort into trying to knock off people who disagree with you about a response to the Trump administration, which no longer exists, Trump is no longer president, and I do hope they work out some kind of alternative to impeachment. But the there's a statement by one of Liz Cheney's colleagues, one of the other 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. He's another freshman, a GOP freshman. His name is Peter Mayer, and he represents the same district Justin Amash used to represent. He's also someone who served in Iraq in the U.S. Army Reserve, where he worked for 8 years. And this is clip 7. And this is part of what he had to say. Listen.
If Liz Cheney is the person who suffers the most from the events on January 6th politically, it'll be a very sad, sad day for my party. I have been impressed by her leadership and just the fact that this was a vote of conscience. This was not a vote that was being whipped. And I give Leader McCarthy a lot of credit for that, that this was a vote that was up to the individual member. But to see the number of folks aligning against her solely due to pressure from a base that they frankly misled. There are people making the argument, well, we have to vote to overturn this election because our supporters don't believe that it was legitimate. Well, they don't believe it was legitimate because you were lying to them, because you were playing to those fears.
And this goes to, again, the folly of the idea of a Republican civil war. If you want to fight that civil war over the idea that this election was a fraud or was invalid, how does that help the Republican Party? How does that help the country? How does that help the mental health of somebody who affirms that idea? I think it's truly bizarre. And if we can get back to trying to deal with some of the extreme positions that Joe Biden has taken, and the real fear, and I think it is a legitimate fear, that they will push through this $1.9 trillion rescue package without any Republican support and try to do that by using reconciliation. Moderate Democrats should speak out against that, and they must, and I think they will. Honest to goodness, the idea that this early we should be talking about fatal battles and the kind of level, it's hardly the Can You Feel the Love Tonight unity that Joe Biden at least talked about. And yeah, he bears part of the accountability too in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.